Okay, today's daf is daf Chaf Dalet in Masechet Zvachim. We're still discussing the different individuals who are disqualified from doing service, and if they are involved in the service of the sacrifice is thereby rendered no good. So we've had lots of discussions. Does somebody have Chaim's number? We've had lots of discussions about a Kohen who hadn't washed his hands and feet. He hadn't consecrated himself via the washing of hands and feet. He's not wearing all the garments he should be wearing. He's wearing too many garments. Last thing we saw was a Kohen who was sitting. So now the Mishnah said, at the two dots here on Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, Omed al Gabe Kelim, if a Kohen is standing on top of a utensil, so there's something between his bare foot and the sacred, hallowed floor of the temple. Or al Gabe Behema, his foot was on the foot of an animal. Or al Gabe Regle Chavero, his feet were on the feet of his friend. In all of these cases, on the utensil, on the foot of an animal, the feet of the friend, his feet are not directly on the floor of the temple, and if his feet are not directly on the floor of the temple, his service is disqualified.
There's no carpeting there.
No carpeting, no. The temple floor was made of stone.
Right.
And it was a very special marble. It was the marble that different colors. It was very, very special. But his feet had to touch that marble. If his feet were not on the floor, if his feet were on the leg of an animal, on the leg of another Kohen, on a utensil, the service is disqualified. Minhal, how do we know this? Answers the Gemara. The Tana Deber Rabbi Yishmael was taught in the Braisa and the Yeshiva Rabbi Yishmael. However, it's from the Kadeshes. We know that the floor was consecrated. Nekudeshes was consecrated. Uklei Sharis Makachim. And the sacred vessels were consecrated. Now, there's a comparison between the two of them. So, Maklei Sharis Lo Yehi Davar Chotzes Bein Olavein Klei Sharis. Just like in the holy vessels, there's a law that there can't be any barrier between the Kohen and the holy vessel. The verse says, V'lakach HaKohen. The Kohen has to take it. Not that the Kohen took it with a glove. The Kohen takes it. The Kohen takes the blood. Af Ritzbah, so too in regard to the consecrated holy floor, Lo Yehi Davar Chotzes Bein Olavein HaRitzbah. There can't be anything as a barrier between the Kohen and the holy floor. Okay, so that's the source. The Mishnah gave three examples of this law. It said that a Kohen is standing on the foot of another Kohen, a Kohen is standing on the feet of an animal, a Kohen is standing on a utensil, the service is no good. What's the source? The source that it's no good is because the floor was made holy. If the floor was made holy, the Kohen has to be directly on it, just like the holy vessels, the Kohen has to be holding them directly. He can't have anything between him and the vessels.
Nobody so now, to wear shoes, right?
No shoes, no chas v'shalom, no socks, nothing, barefoot.
Right.
So now the Gemara says, why does the Mishnah have to give three examples that the feet have to be on the floor? Saying it can't be on a utensil, it can't be on an animal leg, it can't be on a human leg. Just say the rule. Feet have to be on the floor. Why do I have to give three examples to one rule? Says the Gemara, Tzricha. We had to give each of those examples. The Yashmin and Cleef would have only told us that the Kohen service is disqualified if he's standing on a utensil, and the utensil's between him and the floor. Mishnah Delav Mina Debasinu. I'd say, okay, that's a barrier because it's not flesh, it's a utensil. Avol behema, but if he's standing on the foot of an animal, demina de basar, who, I would say, what do you have here? You have his leg, his foot, versus the animal's foot, and then the floor. So the animal's foot is also flesh. So maybe flesh and flesh is not a barrier. His foot is flesh, the animal's leg is flesh. Flesh can't be a barrier between flesh. So then I would think maybe it's considered that his foot is on the floor. Emalosa, maybe it wouldn't be a problem. Vyashmina behema, if would have told me that there is a problem when his foot is on the utensil. And there's a problem when his foot is on an animal foot. I would say, Lav Mina D'Adamu, because an animal foot is not a human type of leg. Avol Chavero, but if his foot is on his friend's foot, to Adamus. So then it's human on human. Maybe human on human is not a barrier. Emelo, it's not a barrier. Tzricha, that's I have to tell you, all three cases are a barrier. His feet have to be directly on the floor. If his feet are in some way separated from the holy floor and he's doing the service is disqualified.
It's a halachic discussion here about if he's on the floor, a tile, on the tile of the floor, but the tile is loose.
That's right.
Whether that.
That's right, we'll get to that. That's right, we'll get to that in the Gemara, exactly. Hanimul Intin Abraisa. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Belezer says, Raglo achas ala keli. If one leg is on a utensil, Raglo achas ala ritzpa, and the other leg is on the floor. Or, Raglo achas ala evan. One leg is on a stone, which is not one of the tiles, it's just a stone on top of a tile. Raglo achas ala ritzpa, the other leg is on the floor. So now we do, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we do some analysis. Rowan, we assess. Kol she'ilu yinat la klivit, yinat la evan. We analyze. We do an analysis. Anything, if you would have taken away that utensil, taken away that stone, yachol lamad al ragel achas v'yavod, he could still stand on that one foot and do the service. Avodasuk sheir, the service is still kosher. V'imlav, and if were you to remove that stone, he'd topple over. So then, lav avodasuk psula, then avodas obsul, then the service is no good.
Is this guy possessing a korban or not?
Yes, disqualifies the korban. Yes.
So one-legged kohen is fine.
Well, it's not because it's a baal mum; he's blemished. But
a yoga kohen.
So now we have Kim's question. Boy, Rabbi Ami asked again. We're learning in the Mishnah. The Mishnah taught us that the Kohen has to be standing with his feet directly on the holy floor. There cannot be a barrier between his feet and the floor. If he's standing on an animal leg, on another person's leg, on some utensil, it's no good. So now, Rabbi Ami asked, Nidaudla, Evan, let's say there's a stone of the floor that got loose. Vamad Aleh, and he's standing on a loose tile. Mahu, what is the halacha? Is that considered a barrier or is that considered on the floor? So the Gemara says, if the tile is loose and his intent is not to, no one has the intent to reattach it. So then lo tibaylach. So that's not a question. That certainly is a barrier. The question should be, if he has intent to reattach it, to reuse it as a tile again. My now, what's the halacha? Hey, for the daita lachabra, since his intent is to reattach it, kamad machabra damya. It's considered attached, and therefore it's considered floor, because it's going to be reattached. So it is considered floor, so his feet are on the floor. Maybe hashtami hatlisha. Right now it's detached. Right now it's not floor. Rabba Zuta Bailahi. This is how Rabba Zuta asked the question. Boy, Rabbi Ami asked, Nekro heaven. Not that the stone was loosened, it was completely detached. Now he's standing in that little hole where there had been a stone. He's standing in the place of the stone on, I guess, the dirt of the Temple Mount. Mahu, what's the halacha? So, Maikumi Boyle, so what's the question? He answers the Gemara, this is the question. Ki Kaddish David, when King David consecrated the Holy Temple Mount and the Temple, what did he do? Ritzva Eliona Kidesh. Did he sanctify the top of the floor, the part of the floor that your feet touch? Maybe he made holy the whole mountain till the depths. I guess this, the ramification would be, could an archaeologist walk in the tunnels from the Kotel into underneath the Temple Mount? According to one opinion here in the Gemara, he can't, because King David sanctified everything all the way down into the depths. Or maybe no, maybe King David only sanctified the floor. Maybe under the floor is okay. All right, so he consecrated it knowing what would be. It's not really King David, it's really King Solomon who consecrated, but we give the credit to King David because he wanted to do it. When you want to do a mitzvah, you also get credit for the mitzvah if you try. That's true. There is something called Kedushas Makom, the sanctity of the place. Very true. So the Gemara says, why is it a question only about one stone? If this is the question, whether the sanctity is on the top of the floor, all the way down to the floor, why if it's one stone that was removed? Let's say they took away all the stones. They took away all the tiles. Can you do service or not? So the Gemara says, "Olam shitulei da'ad arid etoma kaddish." If they took away all the stones, you have to say it certainly is okay, because King David consecrated all the way down to the depths; the whole mountain's holy. So what's the question about one stone? V'achi kamim b'ilei. This is the question: if one stone is off, one tile is off. Derech sheiros bekach, is this honorable service to be standing 1 foot on a floor and the other foot a little bit lower in where there had been a tile? Oh, ain derech sheiros bekach. Maybe it's not honorable. Not honorable. Today's the Mikdash. It's got to be honorable. The garments of the kohen, lechavod l'tifares, for glory and for honor. This is not an honorable posture. It's not sheiros. It's not divine service. That was the question. Hey, could that we don't know. They don't know.
How come they don't need a limit for that? You're going to disqualify the service. Everything we have a limit for is disqualified. Here they're just saying it's not honorable.
It is a limit from the word sherus, lamod l'shares, to stand to serve. So how do we define
to
that?
Stand honorably.
To stand honorably, to serve God. You're serving the creator of the world. All right, so now, next point of the Mishnah. The Mishnah taught, kibel b'smol, if the Kohen does the service with his left hand, pasul, he disqualifies the sacrifice. Rabbi Shimon machshir. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. If he does the service with his left hand, it is kosher. Tana Rabbanu looked at a braisa. The pasuk says, v'lakacha kohen midam achatas be'etzba'o. The kohen is to take from the blood of the sin offering with his finger. The natan al karnos mizbacha ola, and put on the corners of the altar of the ola. Verse says he should take be'etzba'o. So we're going to see in the Gemara that terms like kohen, etzba, yad, they might mean right all the time, the right hand. So here it says be'etzba. So it says again, v'lakach kohen midam achatas be'etzba'o, v'nasan al karnas hamizbacha ola. So the word be'etzba, be'etzba'o, is between v'lakach kohen and v'nasan kohen. So it's to say like this, be'etzba v'lakach. It says with his finger he will take, right? It actually says with his finger after it said he will take, but it links the word with his finger to the word and he will take. So that's to say, melamish lo te kabbalah elo biyad yamin. That's to say that the taking, the v'lakach, the catching of the blood, has to be with the right hand, like the finger is the right hand. And then it says after the word finger, and he will place, be'etzba v'nasan, and with his finger he will place. Malame, that teaches shlote nesina, that the placing of the blood has to be elobiyamin with the right hand. That means that the zrika, the throwing of the blood, has to be with the right hand. So that's the view of the Tanakhama. What's the source of the Tanakhama? That you need the right hand for the catching of the blood and for the throwing of the blood. It's because the word be'etzba can be linked to the catching and to the throwing, because it's between the catching and the throwing. So mikra nidrash lefana v'shala achra. The verse is being interpreted both for what's in front of it and for what's after it. The word etzba both tells you something about what was before etzba and what's after etzba. Now Rabbi Shimon says if the Kohen catches the blood with his left hand, holding the holy vessel in his left hand, it's still kosher. So Amar Rabbi Shimon said, v'chinamra yad b'kabbalah. The verse doesn't say hand by catching the blood. Elo be'etzbo. It only says finger. So that means, shlo tein esin elo b'yamin. I agree with you that the throwing of the blood, the placing, has to be with the right, but not the catching of the blood. V'hov lo namer yad b'kabbalah. So since it doesn't say about the catching of the blood, the word hand means kibul b'smol kasha. If he catches with his left hand, it is kasha. Asks the Gemara of Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Manavshach. I don't understand Rabbi Shimon. What's he trying to say? Is like gzeira shava, if he has a gzeira shava. In regards to Mitzora, the Torah says explicitly that it's the right. Yad yamino, etzba yamino. In regards to the Mitzorah service, someone who has tzaras and they have to put oil on his right hand as part of the purification, it says explicitly, right hand, right finger. There it says explicitly. So there is a gzera shava. There was a tradition to link the word yad that it says in regards to the divine service with the word yad in regards to Mitzorah service and say, just like in Mitzorah it's the right, so too in the divine service it's the right. So if Rabbi Shimon holds with that gzera shava, so kilo namra yad b'kabbalah my havi, who cares if it doesn't have the word hand in regards to catching the blood? It has the word finger in regards to catching the blood. And finger also exists in Mitzorah. So learn from Mitzorah that the finger has to be the right finger. So, Iles Ligzeira Shava. Now, if you say, well, he doesn't learn divine sacrifice from Mitzorah service. He doesn't have the Ligzeira Shava. He doesn't have such a tradition. If so, Kinemra Yadbe Kabbalah Mayhavi. So then who cares if it says the word hand in regards to catching the blood? Even if it would have said the word hand, he wouldn't have learned anything from it. Am Rabbi Yudas said, Lolam Lesleg Zeira Shava. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of learning divine service or Mitzorah service. So what's he saying? But it doesn't say hand in regard to catching the blood. Even if it would say hand in regards to catching the blood, it wouldn't do anything. I'll tell you. Hakikam is what he means. V'chinem ayad yimanis b'kabbalah? He's saying it doesn't say right hand in regards to catching the blood. If it would have said right hand in regards to catching the blood, then yes, it would have to be with the right hand. But it doesn't even say that. It says finger. So hovlo nem ayad yimin b'kabbalah? Since it doesn't say right hand with the catching of the blood, it's to say kibo b'smol kasha. It's to say that when he catches with the left hand, it is okay. Asks the Gemara, Amar le Rabba. Rabba said to Rav Yehuda, Ihachi, if you're going to say that according to Rabbi Shimon, he doesn't derive the laws of sacrifices from the laws of Mitzorah, and he doesn't know the concept of right from Mitzorah. He's saying, but since it doesn't say explicitly right hand, the catching of the blood doesn't have to be with the right hand. If that's the case, afilu nesina nami, then not only the catching of the blood wouldn't have to be with the right hand, the throwing of the blood doesn't have to be with the right hand. Because the verse about throwing of the blood doesn't say right hand, it says the word etzba, it says finger. It said finger between catching and throwing. But you're saying it doesn't say right hand, so it's not the right. So then throwing the blood also doesn't be the right. But another problem that you're going to say that according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no Gzeira Shava. You're going to say that Rabbi Shimon does not derive the laws of sacrifices from the laws of purifying the leaper. Rabbi Shimon says, if the Torah says the word yad, hand, it means the right. When it says etzba, when it says the word finger, it means the right. How does he know that? How does he know that hand is always the right and finger is always the right? Oh, because he has a Gzeira Shava. He learns from Mitzorah. Because in Mitzorah it says explicitly, hand is right and the finger is right. So he does have the Gzeira Shava. So therefore, El Amar Rava. So therefore, Rava said another explanation. Rabbi Shimon derives the laws of sacrificial service from the laws of the leaper, the purification of the Mitzorah. So this is what he's saying. Yad b'kabbalah. It doesn't say the word hand in regards to catching the blood. It only said finger. Yad b'kabbalah ela etzba. It didn't say hand. It said finger. You can't catch blood in your finger. The finger doesn't catch the blood. You need a utensil to catch the blood from the neck of the animal. So therefore, the finger is not referring to the catching of the blood. The finger is referring to the next part, to the venasan, to the throwing of the blood. So the throwing of the blood has to be with the right hand. But the catching of the blood is not with the right hand. It's kibo b'smol kosher. If you catch with the left hand, it's kosher. That's what he's saying. Had he said hand in the verse, so hand could refer to the catching of the blood just as much as it refers to the throwing of the blood, because you can catch with the hand. But it doesn't say hand, it says finger. Finger can't be referring to catching blood. So since it says finger, it's a reference to the throwing of the blood. Amar le Rav Sama, Breder Rav Ashi, Rav Sama, the son of Rav Ashi, said to Ravina, why did Rav say you can't catch the blood with a finger? Why not? If Shadav le Ozan l'sfas mizrik, you could make a little handle to the edge of the utensil which catches the blood, and hold the right like a mug, right, and hold the utensil through the little lip, through the little handle. You can catch the blood with your finger. Your finger is holding the vessel; it's catching the blood. What's the big deal? So El Amar Abaye, what's that? Okay, El Amar, but you don't know for sure that finger can't mean catching blood. Finger can be the tool with which you hold the utensil that catches the blood. El Amar Abaye, so rather explains Abaye. Now turning to Chav Dalad Amud Beis, B'mikra Nidrash Lefana V'la'ach Rav Kamiflagi. The argument between Rabbi Shimon and the sages is not whether or not we derive from Mitzorah. We certainly do derive sacrifice law from Mitzorah law. The argument is not can the word finger possibly mean the catching of blood? It could mean the catching of blood. This was a general law. When you have a word in between two words, do we say that that word that's in between sheds light both before it and after it? Or maybe it only sheds light on what's after it? So he's saying the word finger only sheds light on what's after it. So yeah, the finger has to be right. So the afterwards, the throwing of the blood has to be from the right. But what's before it, the word finger does not shed light on that. So the catching of the blood is not impacted by the word finger, and therefore it doesn't have to be right. And the sages disagree. They say that when you have a word in between, you interpret both what's before and after. So the word finger is here between the lakach and the natan, between the catching and the throwing. Therefore it has to be in the right. Even the catching of the blood has to be in the right.
The catching is with the utensil, Rabbi.
Yes.
Is that by hand?
That's right.
Be right. Throwing the blood is on the right.
Well, everything, right. All the services with the right.
So what happens if the Kohen Gadol is a lefty guy?
They can't do the service.
You have to practice the right.
Maybe relearn. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Hadr Belezer Rabbi Shimon, the view of Rabbi Lazar, the son of the great Rabbi Shimon. Mafkamidavua, he's against his father who says you could use the right. You have to use right for the throwing of blood, but you have to use right for the catching of the blood because you interpret a verse for later, but not for before. Umafkamidirabbanan is against the rabbis who say that the verse goes both for before and for later. The tiny one that the Braisa, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, Omer, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon says, Kalmakam Shanamar Etzba. Whenever the Torah says, the finger, Bekabbalah, it's only referring to the catching of the blood. And it's not referring to the throwing of the blood. So according to Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, the catching of the blood has to be with the right, and the throwing of the blood can be with the left. Shina b'kabbalah, if he caught the blood in a different way, he caught the blood with the left, possible it's no good. But b'nasina, if he threw the blood with the left, it's kosher. So according to Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, the word etzba only refers to what's before and not after. That's not like his father who says it's only after and not before. And it's not like the sages who say that it's both for before and for after, because he's saying it's only for before. Kol makom shenamar etzba b'nasina. Now, if the verse would say finger in regards to the throwing of the blood, shina b'nasina, if he would throw the blood with the left hand, possibly disqualified. Be'kabbalah, but if he'd catch the blood with the left, it would be kosher. Ve'hecha namar etzba b'nasina. Where do we have the word finger in regards to the placement of the blood? With the special karbanos in the end of the book of Shmos. At the end of the book of Shmos, we have the karbanos miluim, the sacrifices that were brought for the week before the divine presence entered the holy temple. These were the sacrifices of consecration of the temple, the miluim. The chesiv, it says there, v'lakachta midam apar, you shall take from the blood of the bull, v'nasata. And you shall place al karnos hamizbeach on the corners of the altar be'etzbo'echa, with your finger. So there it's explicit that it's only referring to the nesina. Kasavar, the basic view of Lezer Rabbi Shimon is, mikra nidish lefanav. A verse gets interpreted for, the word gets interpreted for what was before the word, v'lo lefnei fanav, but not for that which was before. And it does not get interpreted for la'achara, for that which is after it. Okay. So we've said that there is a concept that we derive service of sacrifices from the laws of purifying a leper. Just like in purifying a mitzora. The Torah says explicitly, it has to be with the right hand and the right finger. So too, whenever the Torah says hand in regards to sacrifices or finger in regards to sacrifices, it means a finger or a hand on the right. Amar Rabbi Bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi, the son of Barchana, said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Kol makom shenemar etzba. If the Torah ever says finger in regards to divine service or kehuna, the kohen, Eino el yamin, that means it has to be a service at the right, and if it's done with the left, it is no good. Now, we thought that maybe what he meant to say is that you need both words, both the word kohen and the word etzba. Kidichsev, as we have in regards to throwing the blood of the chatas. V'lakach ha-kohen midam ha-chatas be'etzba'o. So you have both ha-kohen and etzba'o. The kohen will take from the blood of the chatas with his finger. V'yalef, and why would you need both words? Because you're deriving from the laws of a leaper. Mimetzora, in regards to Mitzora, the chsiv, it says, V'tavala kohen es etzba'o ha-yaman is. The kohen will dip his right finger. So it says there both the word ha-kohen and etzba. So therefore, we initially thought you need to have both the words ha-kohen and etzba to learn from Mitzora. Asks the Gemara of Hare Kmitza. But in regards to the kohen, taking a fistful of flour of the mincha, dropping it into a holy vessel, the Kmitza service, the loksiv ba'ela kahuna. You don't have the word finger there. You don't have the word hand there. You only have the word kohen there. And tonight, we learned in a Mishnah Menachos, kamatz b'smol pasul. If he takes a fistful of flour with his left hand, it is no good. Elo amar Rava, so Rava said, what does it mean? Not that you need both, it's either o etzba, o kahuna. Either the word finger or the word kohen means it has to be with the right. Amale Abaye said to Rava, hare olacha sevarim lekevesh. But the law of carrying the limbs over to the ramp, the limbs of, let's say, the carbon, the ola. You carry the limbs over to the ramp, and then the salt is put on them, and then the kohen throws them into the fire. So, holacha sevarim lakevesh, carrying the limbs to the ramp. Dechsiv behu, it says kahuna. Dechsiv, it says hikri vakohen asakoli, tira misbecha. And yet, we're going to learn later in a braisa, when it says v'ikri v'akoin, the coin will bring clothes, so holocha sevarim lakevesh, that's the coin carrying the limbs to the ramp. And yet, tanan, utnan, we looked at a Mishnah in Tamid, haregel shel yamin, the right leg of the animal, bismolo, the coin carries it in his left arm, ubeis ora, and the side of the leg that its skin was taken off of, lachutz, is turned outside. And where it was cut, where the leg was cut, that's towards the body of the kohen. So you see that he can carry with the left, even though it says, the ekriv ha-kohen, now you're saying wherever it says ha-kohen or kahuna, it means the right. Answers the Gemara, ki aminan, when do we say it has to be the right? O etzba, o kahuna, that either where it says finger, or it says kahuna, it means the right. That's bedavar makiv kapara, that's in those things that are necessary for atonement, like the throwing of the blood, like the taking of the fistful of the flour, yumi de mitzora, like in mitzora, because in mitzora we're talking about things that are needed to create his purity. But the carrying of the limbs over to the ramp is not really necessary. Let's say you didn't even offer those limbs, it's still kosher. You still got your kapar, you got your atonement. The atonement is through the blood, not through the throwing of the pieces into the fire. So therefore there we don't learn anything from Mitzora. It's not like Mitzora. Mitzora is talking about things that are needed. These are not really needed.
Carrying is never a service.
The carrying of the limbs.
But carrying of the blood wasn't a service either.
That is a service. That is a service, yeah.
I thought it wasn't, because sometimes it wasn't.
That's only the view of Rabbi Shimon. Barei Kabbalah, but what about catching the blood? The Sibbe Kahuna, it says, the hikrivu b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim esadzam, that the kohanim will catch the blood. V'davar makiv b'kaparahu, and you absolutely need to catch the blood to get atonement. And yet, it's not, and we looked at a Mishnah, kibo b'smol pasul, if you caught the blood with the left hand, it's no good, but our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon, says it is kosher, it is okay. Ayat says kahuna. So Rabbi Shimon, tarti boy. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says the verse has to say both finger and kahuna in order to be derived from mitzora and need right. So Gemara says, "Me by Rabbi Shimon Tarti, is that true? Does Rabbi Shimon require both words?" But Tanya Buyon did a brayser. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, "Come up, Mishnah Marayad. Any time it says in regards to sacrifices, just one word, hand, Eino El Yamin. It means the right. If it said one word, Etzba, finger, Eino El Yamin. It means the right." So the Gemara is like this: Etzba lo bayakuna. If it says finger, that means right, even without kahuna. But the other way, if it says kahuna, Baya etzbat needs also the word finger. So since in regards to the walking of catching of the blood, it said just kahuna. So that's Rabbi Shimon says it doesn't have to mean the right, it can mean even with the left. So now says the Gemara, the Ela Kohen Lamali. So according to Rabbi Shimon, you can catch the blood with the left. Why did the Torah say Kohen? So the answer is b'kihuno. He has to be sanctified as a kohen. He has to be wearing the holy garments. Asks the Gemara, Vahare Zrika. What about the throwing of the blood with other karbanos? The loksiv buhu ela kahuna. It only says kahuna. And yet, now in the Mishnah, Zarek b'smol pasul. If you throw the blood of a carbon, of an ola, or shlamim, or toda, with the left hand, it's no good. The carbon's disqualified. V'lo palig b'pshimin. B'pshimin doesn't argue there. Why doesn't he argue? Amar Abaye. Abaye explains, palig b'braisa. He does argue. We have it in a braisa, just not in our Mishnayos. The time he in a braisa. Kibul b'smol pasul. If he catches the blood with his left hand, it's no good. Rabbi Shimon, though, Machshir, Rabbi Shimon says it is okay, because it doesn't say the word Yad in regards to Kabbalah. Zarek b'smol pasul, if he throws with the left hand, it's no good. However, Rabbi Shimon Machshir, because it only says the word Kohen in regards to the throwing of the blood. Says the Gemara, Ella, if so, Hadam HaRava, this is what Rava said. Verse says about the Mitzorah. U'mi'eser Hashem en yitzin ha'kohen al tnuch ozan ha'mitzahir ha'yamanis, fa'bon yado ha'yamanis, fa'bon raglo ha'yamanis. Three times it says, on the right foot, on the right hand, on the right finger, on the right earlobe. So Rava learns from this. Yad, yad, l'kmitza. It says, there's an extra word, yad, here, to teach me that in the service of the temple, the taking of the flower has to be with the right hand. Regel, regel, chalitza. The fact that it says the word regel here is to say that in regards to chalitza, it has to be with the right foot. Ozen, ozen, l'ritzia. The fact that it says ozen here is to say that when the earlobe of the eved nirtza, the slave who wants to stay past 6 years, is punctured, it's on the right. So lamali, why do I need a special pasuk of yad for k'mitza? Mid Rabbi Bar Chana nafku. We can already learn it from Rabbi Bar Chana because it says the word kohen. Kohun already means the right. Answer the Gemara, chad l'kometz. One is to say that the act of taking the flower has to be with the right hand. And the other is that when you throw the flower into a holy vessel to sanctify it, the holy vessel has to be held with the right hand.